and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from 24th, Senator from 23rd, Senator from Newton, Senator from Green. A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session, including the Senator from the 5th. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 10th day.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with the same.
You've heard the motion partially made. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from 24th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce in the back gallery an intern who is here working in my office this entire session. Her name is Katie Walkley. She's a senior at Truman State University. She graduates in this coming May. Her major is political science, and she has minors in Spanish and Italian studies. And I hope the body will join me in making...
Let's welcome the guest in the rear gallery, Katie, to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Green is on his feet.
Mr. President, I rise for a point of personal privilege.
The senator from Green has requested a point of personal privilege. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise on behalf, actually along with Senator from Christian, on behalf of his constituent and someone who works with the Springfield Police Department, who was shot 2 days ago while in the line of duty protecting the citizens of Springfield, and very concerned about him. He's married, has two children, shot in the face, and it remains in critical condition in Springfield, and I would ask that we observe a moment of silence for Officer Aaron Pearson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Amen. Resolutions, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from the 27th.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Needs no explanation.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 320, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the detention of persons under the age of 17 in adult facilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Senate Bill number 321, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the offense of unlawful contact with a victim of a sexual offense.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
First time I've done this year, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 322, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to public assistance.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yeah, this raises the asset limit for disabled persons in the Mental Health Nut program. Thank you.
Senator from the 15th, what purpose do you rise? Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Point of personal privilege, Mr. President.
The senator from the 13th has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, I would just like to take a second and acknowledge the junior senator, the new junior senator from the St. Louis County, and wish her a happy birthday.
That would be the senator from the 24th. So, Senator, would you please stand and happy birthday. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send them forward.
No explanation needed.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 323, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to residency qualifications for candidates in certain cities.
Second bill.
Senate Bill Number 324, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to private nuisance actions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send those bills forward.
Senate Bill Number 325, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to pharmacy benefit managers.
Pricing.
Senator, repeat that if you would, please.
This bill has to do with MAC pricing.
And read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 326, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the authority for counties to decrease their budgets.
No explanation necessary.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 327, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to municipal courts.
Would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, this bill is something I've been working on with the Auditor's Office. It's meant to complement Senate Bill 5, filed by the Senator from the 15th. That addresses the problems of our municipal court system by amending the so-called Max Creek Law.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you. Two bills, please.
Send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 328, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to youth suicide awareness and prevention education.
Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you. This is a bipartisan effort to make sure that schools, teachers, administrators, everyone who works with students are aware of the dangerous risks and the signs that a student may be suicidal. It's a real opportunity for us to do some training that will be of very little cost, if any, to the state or the school districts, and an opportunity here to save lives. So I'm looking forward to moving this bill forward.
Senator from Polk, I'm sorry. Read your second bill, please.
Senate Bill Number 329, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to mandatory influenza vaccines.
No explanation necessary. Thank you.
Senator from Polk.
President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 330, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to revenue bonds.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation needed.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
May I inquire the Senator from Phelps?
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. We didn't have an appropriate hearing because we had an agency that asked if we would move them to another day, so it's the unusual morning that we weren't in appropriate. But I want to talk to you about an issue since you are on the committee. And we recently heard that the governor wants $140 million extra dollars of general revenue this year for Medicaid and some other things that he wants it for, even though he continues to withhold $500 million of general revenue, including $25 million for K-12, money for higher ed, and a whole lot of things. But there's a couple of them I want to talk to you about in particular, and those are those things, most of which we looked at during the veto session when we overrode him on withholding money for abused and for rape kits for abused and rape kids, and domestic violence shelters and kids with autism. But one in particular that I want to talk about, and that is the Cyber Crimes Task Force.
Yes.
Because it's $1.5 million. That is their entire budget. We appropriated that. He withheld it. And now in the budget that we just got, that we've been looking at in committee, he doesn't even include it, anything for it in 2016. And just to remind everybody, Cyber Crimes Task Force, this is money that goes to law enforcement agencies, including sheriff's departments, to catch those online trolls, those sexual predators who are online looking for kids to basically exploit and rape. And this is their whole budget. So without this, it doesn't happen.
Right.
And so, number one, it's absurd given the fact that he now wants $140 million of general revenue spent this year on other things, other than, for example, $1.5 million on cyber crimes task forces to protect kids. Because let's face it, he's holding kids hostage here. That's what he's doing. And you know what? I get the whole hostage scenario in politics, but it doesn't work with kids.
No.
And now we see a new audit that comes out of $376,000 spent by executive branch commissioners flying around commissioners, their families, ex-commissioners, and yet we can't spend $1.5 million on the Cyber Crimes Task Force. We shouldn't even turn these lights on until that's funded, much less let another damn plane take off at the airport. And I'm really, really tired of this because we work very hard in the legislature to fund these things that we know have an immediate impact on people, and yet we see the governor holding these kids hostage. And I know that you and I have discussed this in committee, and I think that we need to be perfectly clear as we stand here today that we are calling on the governor to release that money, that $1.5 million for cyber crimes task forces, release it now, and when we put it in the 2016 budget, release it when he gets that budget.
I agree.
So I wanted to inquire of you, because I know this is an issue that's important for you, as are many that are in this same category where we appropriated the money, and they generally tend to be smaller amounts, in fact, much less than the cost of the governor's unnecessary $6 million plane that he bought, or the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he spends annually to fly around when he should be driving, as the auditor points out in his audit.
It's very interesting, no matter where I go, I have people approach me. This past weekend, I was at a veterinary meeting in St. Charles, and they had a lady, her husband's a veterinarian, she is a chief of police in a small town, and one of her officers is one of the dedicated people that does this, and she said, can't you guys do anything? Because it's a small county, it's a rural group. Their county has done what they can do. They're trying to get extra money to keep this thing up and running because it has been so successful. They're getting to the tune of one conviction a day, and it's probably one of the most efficient units at preventing crimes to our most vulnerable population. And if we can't spend $1.5 million to protect them, why are we here?
Right, why are we here? And this is their whole budget, $1.5 million.
Absolutely.
So it's not an increase. It's not something that he thinks is unnecessary as far as what they need to do the job. He doesn't want them doing the job.
Right.
And just so everybody knows, when you pick up the paper and you see an article about somebody who thought they were hooking up with an 11-year-old girl at a truck stop, and it turned out to be a 45-year-old sheriff's deputy posing online as a girl, that's the program. That's where this is.
Yep.
And so if we can't fund that, then another plane shouldn't take off from that Jeff City airport with state officials on it, like they do every single day, multiple times a day. We shouldn't even turn these lights on. And so the other thing is, this is a prime candidate for overriding a withhold on Amendment 10, but I would hope the governor would simply do the right thing, realize the importance of the program, as we do, and release the money.
Well, it's not like the money's not there. The money is there. We can afford to do this. And, you know, if we sold the airplane, we could fund this program and increase the funding to the Office of Child Advocate. That's so important in following up on things that do happen to children. And we have tried, with your support, I've been able to put extra money, and it gets pulled out every year. That's another important group.
Yeah, that's another one, which the Office of Child Advocate that investigates the complaints to protect, and they work very hard to protect kids, and they needed an extra FTE, and we put that money in the budget, and the governor won't give them that money either.
Yep.
Yet we can spend $376,000 flying around commissioners and ex-commissioners and their families.
Right.
It's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous, and something
ridiculous.
Has to happen, and something is going to happen.
It's ridiculous, and it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, at the least. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We are on the agenda of introduction of bills, further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to our business reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred, House Committee Substitute, House Concurrent Resolutions 4 and 3, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the House Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted. Oh, I have a second, excuse me. Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 12, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to business announcement.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 to Rules, and please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 12 to the Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee.
Those bills will be so referred. Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, could I inquire the Senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Senator, as I was listening about this $376,000 on the airplane, I had a call-in conversation with one of my rural counties and had the nicest, sweetest lady come in, but she had no teeth. And she wanted to know where we were at, and I said, well, we allocated a certain amount of money for Medicaid expansion for dental, and it wasn't a hygiene problem. She was just nice, waited probably a half hour to visit with me, and it was awfully hard to explain to her that she could not get some assistance for this. Do you have any idea where that money we allocated is at now, or the chances of the governor releasing it?
Yeah, just to remind everybody, what we did in the 2015 budget, that we're now halfway through the budget year, we put in $17.5 million to provide dental care to all Medicaid recipients. So right now, there's 900,000 people on Medicaid in the state of Missouri. Some of those are already eligible for dental and do get dental care, but there's about 300, 350,000 that do not qualify for dental the way we have the program structured. And so we put in $17.5 million to cover everyone, because that would cover that additional 300,000 for dental. Because one thing we hear from physicians is dental care is a gateway healthcare issue. And you can avoid a lot of costly emergency room visits with abscesses and other things if you provide dental. So we looked for those things, which were a reasonable way to provide care in a fiscally sustainable way. And we looked at the budget, and we looked at long-term projections, and we said, you know what, $17.5 million is sustainable for what we get on return for dental. So we put that in the budget for the first time. The House and the Senate did. It was not in the governor's budget. And the governor won't release it. So they can't do it. Yet we hear the governor say he wants to obligate the state for at least another $250 million of general revenue to do Medicaid expansion, which is completely unsustainable. But $17.5 million, which we know we can afford reasonably and provides a great deal of coverage and cost avoidance in the Medicaid program, and he won't release it. Again, more hostages.
It was just very difficult to visit with this lady, and like I say, it wasn't a hygiene problem. She's very, very polite, apparently very poor, and needed some help. And it's difficult whenever you hear about the governor getting on the airplane and spending that much money about what that would have done for people like her instead of flying somewhere. So I just wanted the status of that, and I appreciate the update. Thank you.
And I think the governor needs to release that money as well.
Thank you.
We are on the business of order of announcements. Announcements. Senator from Green, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence is going to meet today at 1 o'clock in the Senate Lounge. And by way of announcement, Mr. President, I want to also express my gratitude to the Senator from the 23rd for the new meeting time. Thank you.
Further announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules. Have a great day.